From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Tuesday, May 23rd. Coming up, as advanced placement and dual credit participation in Illinois increases, the line between high school and higher education is blurring. That story from Peter Medlin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. An Illinois man has been charged with burglary and conspiracy to commit arson after allegedly driving his car into a proposed abortion clinic in Danville on Saturday. The Vermilion County State's Attorney filed the charges against 73-year-old Prophetstown resident Philip J. Bino. According to the National Abortion Federation, an abortion rights organization, Bino was previously arrested for trespassing at a Planned Parenthood location in Peoria. The Danville Police Department would not provide information because they are coordinating with federal authorities. But, according to court records, Bino is being held on several traffic violations, including reckless driving and driving with an expired license. Illinois state lawmakers have passed a measure cracking down on the firearms industry. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Senate President Don Harmon held up an image of a toddler holding an AR-15 rifle during floor debates earlier this week.
This is how people are marketing guns to our children. And I don't think the Consumer Fraud and Deceptive Business Practices Act should allow that unchecked.
The measure would make it illegal for firearms manufacturers and dealers to market to children or other people prohibited from owning guns. It would also prohibit marketing that promotes illegal militia activity or endangers public safety. Several Republican lawmakers opposed, saying the language was too vague. The measure now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker, who says he will sign it. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Centennial High School in Champaign has a new principal. Sarah Sanders was asked by the superintendent to take on the role after leading Franklin STEAM Academy for 10 years.
As a lifelong resident of Champaign, a product of Unit 4, and a Centennial High School graduate, I've had so many educators pour into me, and I cannot wait to continue to do the same thing for the Charger community.
The previous principal, Scott Savage, resigned last month after a video circulated of him grabbing a student. He had been principal for 1 year. Last night, the Unit 4 school board also appointed new principals at Robeson Elementary, Jefferson Middle School, and Franklin STEAM Academy. A popular football video game will be back next year. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, the game has been on a 10-year hiatus, while former players sued for the right to control their likenesses.
As long as Cameron Cox can remember, he and his uncle played EA Sports NCAA football games. But that ended in 2014. Cox now runs the Name, Image, and Likeness program for the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign.
In this kind of broad sea change toward student-athlete autonomy that we've seen across college athletics over the better part of a decade, really the beginning of that was about this game.
Cox anticipates U of I athletes will participate. He expects them to receive a few hundred dollars for their likeness. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, the second in a two-part series on advanced placement and dual credit courses in Illinois high schools. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
One of the greatest novels in the English language comes to masterpiece in an adaptation of Henry Fielding's Tom Jones. Solly McLeod stars as Tom, with Sophie Wilde as Sophia, the beautiful heiress and object of his infatuation. This stellar cast brings mid-18th century England to life in all of its passion, luxury, and loose morals. You can stream every episode now as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. In the past decade, the number of Illinois high schoolers earning early college credit from advanced placement or dual credit courses has skyrocketed. In the final part of a two-part series, Peter Medlin reports on how dual credit blurs the boundaries between high school and higher ed.
In the past 5 years, the number of Illinois high school graduates taking dual credit courses has jumped from around 60,000 to 90,000. Dual credit is where students take college-level courses at their high school, usually through a collaboration with a local community college. There's also dual enrollment, where high school students take college courses at a local college. Some students do both. Lisa Hagley is the dual credit and dual enrollment manager at College of DuPage. They partner with around 40 different local high schools for dual credit. She says it's not new, but dual credit isn't just growing, it's also evolving. It used to be much more geared towards career and technical education like welding or nursing.
Recently, it's more so looking into the gen ed courses for dual credit, because that's also, you know, what the high schools were interested in for the students to be able to be done with, you know, like English or math or something.
Even though dual credit participation is ballooning, it's still not nearly as popular as the other big early college credit option, advanced placement. Many districts like Joliet Township offer both. Some of its dual credit options are still career and tech oriented, but now they offer a lot of general education dual credit too. Dr. Carla Guzman is the superintendent, and she says students can take dual credit Rhetoric 101 or AP English 4. They're both weighted, they both fulfill the same college graduation requirement, so which one do you take?
Really, it is based on what is their goal. If they know and plan to go to a school that's out of state, it might make more sense to take the AP class.
She says it's more hit or miss if out-of-state schools will accept dual credit. Dual credit can also somewhat sidestep an issue some have with advanced placement, high-stakes testing. To earn college credit in AP, you typically must pass the exam at the end of the year. But if students pass dual credit classes, usually with a C or higher, they get college credit. However, testing is still crucial to dual credit. Students often have to take an AccuPlacer entrance exam just to get enrolled. But Hagley says that's changing too. At College of DuPage, they factor in multiple measures like GPA. Dual credit courses are also free at College of DuPage and cost just a few dollars at other schools. The AP exams cost nearly $100 each to take, and many students take multiple tests. But in Illinois, low-income students only have to pay $7 per exam. Jason Klein says they both can save students money, and it's not that one is good and one is bad. He's the Senior Director of Education Partnerships and Learning Solutions at Northern Illinois University. And he says there are a few big reasons why more schools offer AP than dual credit, but one stands out.
The barrier to entry for teacher credentialing for AP is lower than the barrier to entry for teacher credentialing for dual credit.
Since dual credit is through a college, high school teachers who teach those courses have to meet college-level credentials. They need a master's degree or a certain number of credit hours, just like college instructors. Klein says that hurdle can significantly limit the number of courses schools can offer, especially in smaller districts. It's common when teachers retire for schools to hire young, cheaper teachers who don't have a master's degree. Dual credit has started to change that at schools like Vienna High School in Southern Illinois. Superintendent Joshua Stafford says every year, a large percentage of students at Vienna walk across the podium at graduation with not only their high school diploma in hand, but also an associate degree, thanks to relationships with three different local community colleges. So when a Vienna High School science teacher retired, Stafford was shocked that the school board suddenly wanted another teacher with a master's degree.
I'm like, wait a minute. 24 months ago, you were telling me we couldn't hire people with master's degrees because they were too expensive. 24 months later, you're telling me that is the only option.
He says students graduating with an associate degree is amazing, but Stafford says there's an even bigger dual credit story at Vienna that doesn't get nearly as much attention. He says it's also significantly reduced the number of Vienna graduates who've had to take non-credit remedial classes because they're not ready for college-level coursework. And he says getting them properly prepared is just another way students can save thousands of dollars through dual credit. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be sunny with a high of 86 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Farah Anderson, Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.